All right, what's up, everybody? How's it going? Back after ages. You know, it's been a really, really long time. It's been two and a half months. We've changed city. Damn, we've even changed country. On the western side of the world now, we're in Canada. It's bright now because it's spring. The winter is behind us, and thank God for that. But you know, a year for a working man is like a long week for a kid who hates Sunday school. It comes back. And I'm sure I'm going to hit that winter next year, but I'm not looking forward to it one bit. I've been taking the subway lately. Yep, I've been taking the subway to work lately. A lot has changed. Haven't been able to work around a car. Forget that. Haven't been able to work around a license for that matter. The commute, though, is pretty straightforward for one. More importantly, it's just 45 minutes one way. It gives me too much time to observe people. You don't get signals underground, so forget about streaming music. So what do you do? In 1 or 2 days, you go get back to reading those books. Finished a good book last weekend. Actually, it was last week. And that was Sponge by M.B. Parmeshwaran. Lovely book with about 25 unique stories of his interactions with over 40 years of a career in the ad world in India. I'm going to leave a link in the description, so please do go and check it out. I strongly recommend because it's an addictive read, and I'm not too much into reading, but this one got me addicted. I finished it up in about 5 sittings. I've picked up a new one though. It's a hilarious, laugh out loud work of writing, and that's Trevor Noah's Born a Crime. It's raw, it's touching, it talks to you and through you, and I bet you're gonna love this one. So please do check that out too. I'll drop a link about that as well. Now back to the subway, right? And the staring days are far behind me, but I must say the majority of the people here, they take good care of themselves. I'm constantly in complex and in anxiety, unnecessary social fears, man. So that's why I'm just buying a book and just reading. The guys, the girls, they're hosh posh, and you ain't getting there if you're still in Hyderabad eating biryani and patar ka ghosh. At least 10 out of the 25 people, I feel, personally, are ready for a music video. If Sean Paul showed up at Bayview Station, walked in and said, Shana Paul, yeah, 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 there's gonna be a performance right there. Alright, let me cut the crap and play a song for you.
No fue suficiente una vez. Ahora de día, de noche, de mama.
The thing when me give her one time, she loving it so much she a bit fan speed all. All them a me tell me give her 2 time. That's how when me start see the girl a get wild. She tell me give her the wickedest one. She loving that style and she love the profiles. 4 time me give her that grind. Se vuelve loca, lost in her mind.
De día, de noche, me llama. Sola la busca ya. Me pide un trago de fruta. Yo sé cómo es que disfruta y cómo le gusta.
A ella le gusta.
Se nota. Se quita sola la ropa. Se da otro shot a la roca. Sé que todo le provoca cuando se aloca.
She might as well be attached to me. Now she can't go a day without chat to me. Says she love the way me give her love naturally. And she can't say a way, snap back to me. She great luck to me. Fuego. Say the girl about fuego. Anytime she want me, be set it on fuego. Say the girl about fuego. Girl said she just can't forget it.
De día, de noche, me llama. Te quiere, de nuevo en mi cama.
Ya lo sabes.
No fue suficiente una vez. Ahora de día, de noche, me llama.
That's what she said.
Come on.
Alright, so that was J Balvin and Sean Paul dropping some major beats. That was the remix version to this song. I'm going to leave a link down there for you guys to go check it out. And now back to the agenda for the podcast, and that is absolutely nothing. So that's what the podcast is all about, right? Just some ranting and some good music. Do I miss India? Yes, absolutely I do. Thank you for asking. I just asked myself because there's no guests, because I don't want to have guests. No guests would come. But I do miss my folks back in India. I miss dropping home every 2-3 months to seeing my mom and dad. A big thing that I will miss is being there in person. And my mom used to say those motivating words to me to keep me smiling. And those words were the three beautiful words, Jimmy is careless. Yes, my mom said that to me so much, I miss it. She didn't say it just to me, she said it to all my friends. She keeps saying it to my wife, she said it to my neighbors, my teachers growing up. Nowadays, in the age of social, I only miss her saying it to me while I was there physically. To this date, I mean, probably it happened even today morning, I don't know, but about to this date, I think she says it to my wife over the phone. She sends through these videos or, you know, these forwards on WhatsApp, right? Normally it's Jesus, the good stuff, the love of God, but 1 in 4 are the type, you know, electricity triggered fire at home, a phone blasting near a person's head, a Samsung phone or something, I don't know. Somebody forgets to switch off the water and the tub runs over and the whole house is flooded. Check this shit out, can you believe it? Articles about babies left unattended and they swallow a piece of plastic. Every single one of these forwards are sent with the text, take care, beta. Jimmy is careless. So yeah, I do miss my mama. And that to me, oh boy, she's the life of the house. Unshakable in faith. Don't got a job, troubles with the spouse, house caught fire. My mom's solution to every problem you had and anybody had was to talk to God and reason it out. Someday you gotta be a man, you know. You should always allow your parents, I'm guessing, to treat you like a kid, you know, because so if you're being a hard ass now, go to your mom and pop and treat them up a little. Let me leave you now with a Bradley Cooper song, which got him so much acclaim for his directorial A Star Is Born. This guy was absolutely killing it. Guys, this is Black Eyes and you've gotta watch him perform.
Black eyes open wide, it's time to
Yep, that was Bradley Cooper. He sang and he performed that song for his directorial debut. I think that was his debut. I'm not sure. A Star Is Born. Lucas Nelson, the son of Willie Nelson, the legend, wrote that for Bradley. The song and the other one, I think it was Maybe It's Time, is probably my favorite from the soundtrack album. Back to the topic of no topic. That's what this podcast is about. As much as I want to invite guests on the show, right? Nobody wants to come. Yeah, man, that's the truth. The world's a little busy. And that's what I think it's getting to. You know, I got a little setup and I can't expect somebody to take a grand hike and come to my humbler than humble abode, you know. And my humble abode has no living room furniture as of now, so I wouldn't expect them to come and chill and have some chit-chat. I got an office set up, but someday I'll work in a little studio for some conversation. I bought a nice mic, though. Yeah, like you guys can hear, right? I got a nice recording mic, and I'm going to run with that for a couple of solos, and let's see if I can work something out. Hey, a good thing about being in Toronto, right? It's so close to the States. You get to see a lot of artists coming through, right? In the next couple of weeks, we got Snoop Dogg coming, Cher coming. Celebrity speakers like Richard Branson and Tony Robbins are coming in a few weeks. But I'm not going, baby. Yep, you heard me. I'm not going. I know these big guys are coming, but $200? Are you kidding me? You think I'm some deli boy trying to take his girlfriend and impress her at sunburn to wear bunions and neon bangles sold by Rajasthani hawkers? No. I'm not doing anything. I'm not cheap either, man. I'm just cost conscious. Okay, fine. That's just a middle-class IT guy saying you're cheap. Cost conscious. Gotta watch the cash flow, baby. We might run into a cash flow situation. Wonder what our next generation will be like, man. They're already saying we're not on track to have a good requirement. Jesus. Retirement. Yeah, that's the millennial thing, right? But forget it. I'm just gonna leave it to my mom, you know. I would just go tell my mom this, and my mom would be like, Jimmy, pray a little. Renew your faith. And most importantly, don't be careless, Monet. So, Mom, can you pray for me? Sure, close your eyes. Dear Lord, Jimmy is careless. Make him a mature boy. That's her prayer, man. I'm not joking. The kind of stuff I love and miss back in India. Absolutely great. So if you rewinded and listened to the Bradley Cooper song, I'm sure there's at least two of you who did that out of the five listeners listening to my podcast. If you have, then you're in for a surprise, because I've got another beautiful soundtrack from that beautiful album. And this is Baby You've Been Up All Night, Digging My Grave. I promise to continue these rants with some really good music, so stay tuned. I'm trying to see how I can get this across, and I've heard another two listeners want to sign up, so that's 5 + 2 = 7 listeners want to listen to this shit, so I'm gonna keep making them whether you like it or not. So ciao, ladies and gentlemen, this is Lady Gaga and Cooper again. Enjoy.
Before we're through, burning up this town, spending everything I've saved. Yeah, you've been out all night, digging my grave. Every little lie you tell can't keep it hid. Just another night on my covered lid. Someone else is getting all the love you never gave.
Cause I'll be